Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we'd like to hear from you, like to speak directly with you right now. If you have something you'd like to discuss with us, a Bible question, perhaps a life issue you're dealing with, give us a call at 844-322-2742. If you're listening overnight, by the way, on CSN or Sirius XM, you can get your question to us by voicemail at the same number, and we'll discuss it as soon as possible here on Basic Gospel. Again, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's good to be with you. It's good to be with all of our listeners today, our viewers on Facebook, our viewers on YouTube, yep. And those listening to us via radio or whatever method you're choosing to connect to Basic Gospel today. Yeah. We certainly appreciate that. We're so grateful that you are opening the door for us to be a part of your life and to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. You know, this world that we live in today is certainly crazy. I mean, it is confusing. It's chaotic. There's lots of things that are trying to draw our attention and pull us into different causes. And I think we as believers need to have some discernment. Not a lot of discernment oftentimes as far as the church is concerned, mm-hmm. and we start taking up causes that we don't need to be taking up as a body of believers in Christ Jesus. They may sound good. They may sound on the surface like they're going to bring about good change in the world, but at the root of it is the world, the world system, and we need to have some discernment about that. And I thought a good passage for us today would be Ephesians chapter 2, just the first three verses. Now, John talks about this in his first letter, you know, kind of the nature of the world, what it's all about, and how we need to have some discernment to recognize what the world really is. Paul talks about this spiritual battle that we're in, that we put on the full armor of God so that we will be able to know the schemes of the devil and mm-hmm. to be able to extinguish the fiery darts that he sends our way. But I think this really kind of sets the stage, sets the tone for the world that we live in. And we were once a part of it.
Yeah.
So we know what it's all about. We were there. We were worldly at one time, but God rescued us. God set us free from this world, this corruption that's in the world today, and raised us to walk in the newness of life. So here's the story. Here's what this world is all about. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked. So what is this world filled with? It's filled with people who were dead in trespasses and sins. It's filled with people who walk in those trespasses and sins. They order their lives around trespasses and sins. They practice sin, as John would say in his first letter. We follow the course of this world. So the course of this world is not a godly course. It is not the way of grace. It's not the way of righteousness. It's not the way of truth. It's not the way of love. It's not the way of forgiveness. It is the opposite of all of those things. It's the way of hate. It's the way of pride. It's the way of evil. It's the way of darkness. It's the way of judgment and condemnation. It's the way of death. Yeah. That's the way of the world. And we once walked in that. Mm-hmm. We were a part of it. And we followed the course of this world. And we followed the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now is at work in the sons of disobedience. So when we were lost, we were disobedient to the Lord. We were in active rebellion against him and against his truth. Now, maybe we were doing that in ignorance. Maybe we were doing that because we lacked the knowledge of the gospel. But, you know, all of nature reveals the very attributes of God. We see the wrath of God being revealed in nature, and that those who try to suppress the truth, exchange the truth of God for a lie, and all of those things deserve death. We see that. So we're without excuse, but we follow that prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience. So what we're seeing in our world today is this disobedience being unbridled.
Yes.
I mean, it is just being let loose in full power. And it's disgusting to see, but it's out there. And so this active rebellion is mounting against God from a lot of different angles. Mm-hmm. We need to recognize that. We need to be able to identify that. And it's easy for us because we were once there. We know what that's all about, but we've been rescued. So there's this spirit of disobedience that's out there in this world, this spirit of rebellion and opposition against the truth, against God, against the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it says, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. So this is another way, or how we would frame this in our world today, in our modern 21st century. If it feels good, do it.
Do it. Yeah.
It's all feelings driven. Whatever is right for us. Live your truth, whatever that truth may be. Live what you feel you are at the core of your being. Whether that's in line with truth or not, just live it, because that's where you're going to find true happiness. Well, Paul says that you're just simply living to carry out the passions of your flesh, to carry out the desires of the body and the mind, and you were by nature, like the rest, children of wrath.
Wrath, yeah.
So that's the world in which we live in. That's the world in which we live out who we are as children of God. We are going against the stream, and it is a forceful current that we're walking against. But we're not walking against it in the energy of our human abilities. We have the Spirit of God living in us. He's the one that empowers us to move upstream, and in moving upstream, to show the world around us something different, something unique, something new, something that is otherworldly. Yeah. And that is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. So as Christians, let's exercise some discernment. Let's understand the nature of this world. A lot of people get so shocked when they see bad things happen out in the world. Well, do you not know the nature of the world? Do you not know that the world lives under the power of sin and death? Do you not know the world is controlled by the prince of the power of this air? Do you not know that those who live in this world, who are lost, who are dead in trespasses and sins, their only thing they're living for is their own desires, their own fleshly desires, selfishness, selfish ambition? That is the way of the world. So we don't need to be shocked when we see it. We need to recognize it for what it is, and we need to hold fast this new life that we have in Jesus Christ and offer up this new life to others. Mm-hmm. This is a rescue mission, folks. God rescued you, and now he has equipped you to be a part of his rescue mission for others. So let's stand firm in knowing who we are. Let's allow the Spirit of God to empower us to move upstream. And let's, as we move upstream, let's grab as many people as the Lord puts in our path and bring them along with us. That's our mission. That's our job as believers in Christ Jesus. It is a by grace through faith reality for us as far as our salvation is concerned. It is a by grace through faith reality as far as our life is concerned. It is a by grace through faith led by the Spirit of God life. And as we go about it, we can recognize that the Spirit of God is going to give us some discernment and give us ways to communicate this good news to those who are lost and dead in sin.
Crystal clear observations, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts. You kind of got on a roll there. That was good.
I did.
It was a good roll. It had the butter on it and everything. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And we have open lines at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. Again, 844-322-2742. You know, what we've learned over many years of teaching and counseling is that many people believe that right standing before God is something that you must earn, be better, do better, and all that, failing to see that righteousness is God's gift, and it's His alone to give. In a brand new series from Basic Gospel called Revealed, it's a true eye-opener to help everyone see and receive God's gift of righteousness. We want you to have a copy as our way of saying thank you for your gift to support Basic Gospel in the month of July. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift now or anytime, and we're going to send you a copy of Revealed. It's four messages that will reveal the truth of God's love for you. You can start right now to stand confidently in that truth that you are right with God through faith with Jesus Christ or in Jesus Christ. Again, just make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. We would love for you to partner with us. Bob?
Bob, just a word on this particular series Revealed. It's Romans chapters 1-4, mm-hmm. 8 messages on that particular book, and then we're going to offer the rest of Romans and a couple of other series in the future. But when we're talking about righteousness, I mean, this is a universal cry of the heart. We want to be right with God. So there's only one way to be right with God, and that's to receive the righteousness of God as a gift. Now, based on what we were just talking about, the nature of this world, what is the world trying to do? It is trying to bend God to accept the culture as it is and declare the culture, this culture that is dead in trespasses and sins, okay in His eyes. That's what the world is trying to do. Lord, we don't want to change. Lord, we don't want Your life. Lord, we don't want anything from You other than a seal of approval from You saying that our lifestyle is okay. That's what we're seeing out there in the world. But what is driving that? It's this quest to be right. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be right according to God's standards, according to God's truth. I want God to look at me and say, you're okay just as you are. Mm. Well, He's never going to be okay with people who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's never going to be okay with people experiencing the consequences of sin, being hurt as a result of their choices of disobedience toward God. What He's going to be okay with is people receiving life by grace through faith in Jesus, mm-hmm. receiving this gift of righteousness that is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this righteousness thing is one of the most relevant topics that we can really dive into and understand, because at the root of what's happening in this world is a world that's lost and dead in sin, trying to get God to approve of where they are and to rubber stamp and say, you're okay in my book. Well, God is never going to do that.
And this is Revealed in Revealed.
Yes, indeed.
As a matter of fact, as Bob was saying. And so we would love you to have a copy of it, friends, and we'll make sure that you get one as you make your donation to support this message and this ministry called Basic Gospel during the month of July. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yeah, hi, my name is Tony. I'm from Sacramento. Question for you guys is, Revelation 3:10 says, because you've kept my word, I will keep you from the hour of trial. And a lot of people who are pre-rapture believe that that means they're going to keep them out of the tribulation period. What is your take on that? My understanding is that God will keep us in it, but He won't let us be harmed, but He won't take us out of it. So I know that's a controversial statement, but if you guys could address that, in your viewpoint, I would appreciate it. God bless. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thanks, Tony. Thanks for your call. It's interesting when you go to the book of Revelation, you see this is really a letter to the seven churches that were located in Turkey, what we know as modern-day Turkey. None of these churches exist today. They're all in ruins, and you can go and see a number of these churches, what's been excavated. The Church of Ephesus is one of the most, I've never been there personally, it's on my bucket list, but it's one of the most magnificent excavations that you will ever see, and you get a good feel of what that city was like and what was going on at the time that Paul went there, and the time that John was a part of that, and all the different people that were involved at the Church of Ephesus. But here, John, by the Spirit of God, is writing these messages to these different churches. And for most of them, he is really chastising them. Why? Because they've lost focus on the real mission. They've got involved in worldly things. They've not seen the real, their real need for the grace of God. And they thought they, you know, their wealth and their riches would open the door to salvation. And we see lots of different attitudes that stand in opposition to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, this church in Philadelphia, this was a different story. John was commending them. And he says, "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you, because you have kept my word about patient endurance. I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell on the earth. Now I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have so that no one may seize your crown. The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So at this time that John is writing, there's lots of question as to the date, mm-hmm. the dating of the book of Revelation. Many try to put it around 90 AD, 95 AD. And it's interesting to me that John, if that's true, John doesn't mention anything that happened to Jerusalem in 70 AD, the destruction. So my tendency is to date this writing prior to the destruction of Jerusalem. So if that's the case, then this speaks specifically of that judgment that was going to come upon the nation of Israel by God through the Roman Empire. Yeah. They came through, they put an end to that old age. And what was that old age? The old age was that old covenant age. Mm-hmm. Put an end to the old covenant and gave way for this new covenant to go unbridled out there in the world. Yeah. So that's what this is. And he's saying, hey, you've not denied my name. Mm-hmm. So this isn't going to affect you. This isn't going to impact you. As a matter of fact, you are going to be in this new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven. So I think that's how we should read that. I know many people have different viewpoints on end times, where there's so many different views. And what I think we need to kind of come to grips with is none of us really know. We don't really know, other than Jesus is coming back. And when he is revealed, we're going to be revealed with him in glory. The world is going to see us for who we are, and we're going to be with him forever. Now, that's good news. Yes. That's our hope. That should be the truth that unifies us and helps us to have really good conversations about our ideas of what may happen or may not happen when the end comes. Will we go through tribulation? Will we do this? Will we do that? Will the Antichrist be revealed in this way or that way? And, you know, there's lots of things we just don't know.
Sure.
And I think anybody who says, hey, this is exactly the way it's going to be, we just really can't say that.
They've gotten fooled in the past,
right,
for sure.
We know what the Scripture has to say. We know that Jesus is coming back. We know that we're saved from the wrath to come. We know that we've been marked out by the Holy Spirit, sealed for that day of redemption. We know that we're going to get resurrected bodies. We know that when He is revealed in glory, we're going to be with Him. Scripture is very clear.
Yeah.
So let's stick with what the Word of God has to say. And when we do, I think we can all kind of rejoice and be unified around that good news of Jesus.
Good stuff, Bob. Thank you for that. You know, end times is just a big deal always, but especially in these days. And so we're going to keep it right there in this question from Brian. It says, I heard your radio program for the first time. Did I understand correctly that if I have given my life to Christ, I can take the mark of the beast and still be reconciled with God? Surely you don't believe that.
Well, and surely, Brian, you didn't hear us correctly, because, no, I never said any such a thing. What I have said is this. If you are a believer, you have already been marked out by God Himself. You have received the Holy Spirit. He is the deposit guaranteeing your eternal redemption. So He is the mark. You've received the mark of God. And what you believe the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You've put your full measure of trust in Jesus, and that belief is lived out in this newness of life that is lived by grace through faith in Jesus as well. So, no, as a believer, you cannot receive the mark of the beast. Why? Because you've already been marked out by God. And as Paul said in Romans chapter 5, since you've been reconciled to God, you are saved from the wrath to come. And how much more, having been reconciled, shall you be saved by His life.
Right.
That's your good news. That's your confidence for the future. And that's what is going to enable you to discern. So, no, a believer will not take the mark of the beast. And let's talk a little bit about that mark of the beast. We're continually trying to think of it in terms of some new technology that all of us will have to get in order to function in this world. But when we see in the Word of God, it talks about something on your wrist and on your forehead. What is He talking about? Belief and action. So He's saying your belief is fully grounded in the world system, that you are anti-God. You are already functioning with the spirit of Antichrist, and that is being lived out in your day-to-day life. That's what it means to be marked by the beast, that you are Antichrist in your own spirit, and no Christian will have that mark.
Yeah.
Why? Because we have the Spirit of God, and we practice the way of righteousness because His seed lives in us.
Great answer, Bob. Thank you for that. And Brian, thank you for reaching out. Tony, good to hear from you as well. And remember, friends, overnight, if you're listening on CSN or on Sirius XM, well, we encourage you to call with your questions as well at 844-322-2742. That number always available for you, 844-322-2742, with a Bible question or if you have need of scriptural guidance for some issue you may be struggling with. Go ahead and leave that voicemail right now or anytime, as I said, overnight at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you. And again, that number, 844-322-2742. Or conversely, you can post your on-air question under the radio tab at basicgospel.net. And please remember Basic Gospel and your giving. Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we deeply appreciate your prayers and gifts to help us keep going day by day. Make your gift now or anytime at basicgospel.net. And to say thanks for your support, we'll be sending you a copy of this a great message series called Revealed, showing clearly that in Jesus Christ you are right with God. Make your gift now or, as I said, anytime at basicgospel.net. Also, I want to remind you we're coming up on a wonderful 5-year anniversary of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We encourage you to get your copy now. You can go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find a big prominent link there right at basicgospel.net. Get your copy and get a copy of the study guide and join us on Fridays for that as well. But right now, for Bob and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.